If you search the definition of social media, it's changed. It now reads, a cathartic way to deal with the loss of a presidential election.
Yeesh.
America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalegi.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Karen DeFalco will be by in a few moments. Our guest this hour is relationship coach and expert Marnie Kinross, otherwise known as the Wing Girl, and the proponent of the Wing Girl Method. She will get you a woman. You will find the woman of your dreams, or at least the woman of that night, whatever you're looking for, with Marnie's help. Marnie's been on the show before. She's great. And it'll be terrific to once again chat with Marnie Kinross. Then it'll be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by Twitter. It's for sale. Nobody wants it. Why? There are some pretty obvious reasons, and we will talk about it. Then the holidays are upon us. And if you celebrate Christmas, and nowadays you have to make sure you ask that first, you have a Christmas tree. Do you get a real one or do you get a fake one? Kara and I will have that discussion. She gets one kind, I get the other. We will compare and contrast. We start things off this hour with... enough is enough. Social media, it is now the bastion of people who are still quite upset that their candidate did not win the presidential election. There are people that are still repeatedly, every hour of every day, posting this and linking that and retweeting this on Facebook. Enough is enough. When does this come to an end? Will it ever? In your lifetime, I don't know how many presidential election cycles you've been through. I go back all the way until 1980, then I can really remember them. I never remember the side that lost to be so upset, so despondent, and really ticked off about the whole thing. There is somebody I know, somebody I respect tremendously, who works in the media. Every single day he must tweet what the current count of the popular vote is. First of all, shouldn't that be done already? We're still counting votes a month later, almost a month later, right? I mean, how long does it take in this day of computerization? I don't understand that, first of all. You know what, folks? It's the Electoral College. Either you like it or you don't like it. It doesn't matter. It is the law of the land. And it's been that way for every presidential election that we've had, and it's not going to change. And the idea is that New York, Chicago, Boston, Los Angeles, and San Francisco does not pick our president every single time. It's to give a voice to all the states. Is it the perfect system? No. Is it what we have? Yes. So there are people, and many people on social media, that just cannot deal with this. Every time Trump makes an appointment now, the same people, oh, it's this person, this is wrong with this, this is wrong with that. It's white noise at this point. Hillary Clinton lost. It's over with. You gotta move on. Did you have that much in your personal life invested in this presidential election to the point now where nearly a month later, all you can discuss, all you can disseminate is information and complaints about the election we had almost a month ago? It's time to move on. The media will not even let it go. Parts of the media, the far, far, far left parts of the media, the Stephen Colberts and people like that, and that's not going to change. But for individuals to invest themselves every single day to devoting time, even during the workday, to go on social media and opine over and over and over again, it's over. It's done. Trump won. Clinton lost. You got to be able to move on in your own life. What can you find in your own life to help you move on? There must be something, because if there isn't, it's pretty sad. We got a long way still until Inauguration Day. Can you imagine the furor on social media the morning of the inauguration? He's not really my president. Like it or not, it's the way it's worked in this country for almost 250 years. Somebody wins, somebody loses, and you move on with your life. Stay with us. Marnie Kinross is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenke.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's more addictive than cigarettes, alcohol, and coffee? Technology.
A recent survey shows only 3% of people on vacation didn't check their email. Stuart Hughes, writing for the BBC, talks about his digital detox. It wasn't by choice. On vacation, deep in the woods in Canada, he found himself unable to get internet service.
3 long days later, he made a startling discovery. He says, as the virtual world receded, the real world in front of me came into sharper focus.
He created timeless memories. He lived moments personally and privately. Now he plans to make this an annual event.
Could you use a digital detox? It may help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. A surprising cash cow now lies in a surgical procedure some doctors are employing to treat hyperactivity in children. There's been some evidence that hyperactivity could be caused by a lack of sleep from apnea or a sleep disorder. So doctors are pushing tonsillectomies, or the removal of a child's tonsils, as treatment for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. They say boys with ADHD snore more than other children, and that the tired body may overcompensate by becoming hyperactive. Some 50% of tonsillectomies are done because enlarged tonsils interfere with a child's breathing. But in these scenarios, what's left out is that sleep apnea or other disorders are often caused by obesity. And throat surgery for profit over dealing with a child's diet may not be in the best interest of any child. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.